The formation team reads: The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Welcome everyone to the 12th episode of this series. I hope this episode reaches you well, and that you are in a good place to listen to it. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, please take some time to listen to the first episode. That one lists off our expectations for the series and how one should approach the podcast going forward. If you are one of our returning listeners, then welcome. It is great to have you here. Without further ado, let us begin the 12th episode of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. In the first part of the chapter, Peter, Susan, and Lucy follow the beavers to the place where they are to find Aslan, and they notice the winter's thaw that the dwarf and Edmund noticed at the end of the last chapter. Needless to say, everyone in the party was amazed at the sight, especially how quickly the snow was melting and spring was approaching. After a time of admiring the changing environment, all five finally approached the stone table, which is described as appearing very old, and cut all over with strange lines and figures that might be the letters of an unknown language. They noticed the sea to one side of the table, and on the other a royal court consisting of mythical creatures of dryads and naiads, tree and water spirits, centaurs, a unicorn, along with other animals, while at the center of it is a majestic lion who everyone recognizes as Aslan in the flesh. There was a little squabble about who would approach him first, but Peter eventually leads the group and introduces Susan, Lucy, and the beavers. Aslan warmly greets them with the titles of Son of Adam and Daughter of Eve, but asks immediately where the fourth sibling is. They admit to his betrayal, and all fell silent for a bit, recognizing the gravity of the situation. Peter asks Aslan if anything can be done regarding saving his brother, and he says that all shall be done, but it may be harder than you think. Aslan invites the beavers and the girls to a feast, while he asks to speak with Peter in private away from the party. During his meeting with Peter, Aslan points out Cair Paravel, the castle where the four of them will be crowned, and, Aslan says, Peter will be High King over the rest of his siblings. At this meeting, the both of them hear the sound of a bugle, and Aslan recognizes the sound to be Susan's horn. Realizing this also, Peter runs back to the party and finds a scene that is in chaos. The witch's wolves have found them, and the court is scattered, leaving the two sisters stranded in a tree trying to kick away the wolves that are getting closer and closer to grabbing them. Peter feels sick and only wanted to escape the situation, but he ignores this urge and charges into the situation with his sword drawn, ready to defend the group. He slashes at one of the wolves, which flees the scene, but one wolf decides to charge Peter. As the beast lunges at him, he plunges his sword into its chest, killing it while it lay on top of him. Pushing off the wolf, he rubbed the sweat off of his face and recognized his victory in the situation, feeling only tired all over. Once the fighting was over, Aslan rallied his subjects and directed them to chase after the wolf that decided to flee, and the animals quickly turned and chased after it. Aslan mentioned to Peter that he forgot to clean his sword, and, once he did so, asked for him to hand over his sword to him. As the chapter ends, Aslan knights Peter as Sir Peter Fenrisbane, and reminds him to always clean his sword. The main takeaway we can get from this chapter would be Peter's act of bravery and the reward that he received from his bravery. When he first stumbles onto the scene, he really doesn't want to charge into the chaos and defend his sisters from the wolves. In the book, Lewis describes these wolves as being easily mistaken for a bear due to their size, and from personal experience, bears can get very big and scary. Despite Peter's fear, he decides to do what he knows is the right thing and charges into the commotion. This illustrates an incredible fact about bravery that is oftentimes left out of many other examples of the term. When I used to think about what being brave meant, I used to think of it as being someone who would always approach big, scary obstacles without any doubts and do the right thing automatically. This, however, could not be further from the truth. In order for someone to be brave, the person needs to feel a sense of uncertainty and doubt. Heck, it's completely logical and rational for someone to have doubts and be afraid when they're facing something scary. Everyone experiences it. What separates the brave from everyone else, however, is the fact that they choose to acknowledge this and choose to do the right thing anyway. I believe that everyone, both boys and girls, can learn a ton from Peter's example in this chapter. The next part isn't quite as crucial to a takeaway, but an interesting detail that I didn't recognize the first time I read the book. When Aslan knights Peter, he is given the title Fenrisbane, which only makes sense in retrospect to one of the previous chapters. One only needs to remember back to the time that Edmund first meets the captain of the witch's bodyguard to realize that the captain's name was Fenris. Since nobody introduced themselves in the battle, nobody could have known that it was Fenris that Peter ended up slaying. Despite all of this, Aslan knew the wolf by name after just recently arriving in Narnia. This is a remarkable detail that is proof that Aslan has an unnatural ability to know people, and I think is a hint that Lewis's idea of Aslan is a stand-in for Jesus. Thank you all again for joining me for another episode of the series. It was such a pleasure sharing this with you. I really enjoyed this chapter of the book. Before we leave, let me pose these questions to discuss with your friends and family. Number 1. When was the last time you were scared to approach someone and introduce yourself to them? Did this person end up being as scary as you thought? Number 2. When faced with a scary situation, what normally keeps you from doing the right thing? Is it a fear of being hurt or punished? This officially marks the end of the episode. In the next, we finally see the witch and Aslan meet face to face. How will this meeting end up? Do you think that there will be any fighting as a result of it? Find out next time in The Formation Team Reads, The Lion, The Witch, and The Wardrobe.